This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
A happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Great day for you guys today. Nothing but picks on the show today. We got the divisional round starting tomorrow in the NFL. We also got the national championship on Monday. We will preview both of those throughout the next 30 minutes. We're also going to have Peter Apple join us here in moments to go through all four of the divisional matchups as well. Matt Horner will join us later on in the show for Model Making Money, and then we'll wrap up with our favorite bets of the day. Have a college basketball play on the card today as well. Any questions that you guys have for us in any of the NFL playoff games, anything in the national championship, college basketball slate today, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL. You can also go to YouTube/Odyssey Sports as well. And make sure if you miss the show today, if you miss any part of it over the next 30 minutes, you can check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. We also will have the show available on YouTube for you as well. But let's get this thing running. Glasses in session here on a Friday. We go to the Glasser guest line, check in with Peter Apple, who joins us. Give him a follow on X at PeterApple23, co-founder of Just Baseball. Does a great job handicapping NFL as well. Peter, we were talking before we came on air, man, divisional weekend. It feels like this really is the best weekend in the NFL. We were talking about that Sunday slate, Rams-Eagles right into Bills-Ravens. It's going to be fantastic. Let's start, though, just chronological order with the way the games are starting. We could start with that Chiefs and Texans game. Kansas City, 8.5-point favorites. Total continuing to drop throughout the week, 41.5. What are your thoughts on this game, side total prop that you may like in Chiefs-Texans?
Yeah, it was hard for me to find a side on this game because, you know, I look at my model, I look at my power rankings, and of course they're going to say that there's value on the Texans because the Chiefs probably shouldn't be a favorite of this high, but of course it's the playoffs, and of course the books want to create teaser protection, so we've seen the Chiefs go up to as high as -9, you know, in the market, but it keeps bouncing around. I think a few ways that you can play this game, you can look towards the under, or you can look towards the second half under in play, because we know that the Chiefs, once they get a lead, Andy Reid and company are the kings of bleeding out the clock. And historically, second half Chiefs unders are wildly profitable. So live in-game betting, I think, is going to be important in this game. I'm not a huge college football guy, so this is actually a question for you, but I have been watching the bowl games, and it's hard not to think that Ohio State is going to win this game. So actually, I think an advantage teaser is teasing the Chiefs down and cheesing the Ohio State Buckeyes down to -2.5, because they're currently -8.5 in the market. So that's another way to play it. I don't, again, don't mind the under. I like a player prop as well. Isaiah Pacheco is getting a lot of love, but since he broke his leg, the last 4 weeks ending the season, he's averaging 3.1 yards per carry, and he only has 4 more attempts than Kareem Hunt. If I'm the Chiefs and I'm up late in the game, I think I might want to just stick with Kareem Hunt. So I'm looking at his over on rushing attempts at +115. I'm looking at his over rushing yards. And on BetMGM, Isaiah Pacheco is the most bet player prop of the divisional round. Are they right? Or do the Chiefs add a little bit of Kareem Hunt here and everybody is left saying, dang it, I picked the wrong Chiefs running back? A lot of ways to play this. So to your point about this being the best weekend, that's only the first game. We got plenty more to talk about.
Yeah, we certainly do. And I love that teaser look with Ohio State and Kansas City. It's funny you bring that up, Peter, because as soon as Houston won, and then obviously we knew that Bills-Ravens would be the other matchup, that was the first thing I did, was bet Kansas City in a teaser with Ohio State. So I love that play. What about Detroit and Washington? We had the Commanders upset Tampa Bay. Now they take on the top seed in the NFC. Outside of week one, Peter, all of Washington's losses this season have been by one score. So this team does not get blown out. And with Jaden as their quarterback, man, they have just been finding ways to hang around in every game that they play. Do you think that they can do that against one of the best offenses in the league?
No, I don't think they can. But I was also on the Bucs -2.5 last weekend. So you could throw my opinion out the window, especially with the Commanders, right? They've just been a team where they've been incredible on fourth downs. It seems they convert every single one of them. I think they have the highest conversion rate in the NFL on fourth down. You know, it creates a lot of variance in their game. So by my numbers, I actually like the Lions. I think they blow them out. But again, I have been on the wrong side of the Commanders. They've been one of the hardest teams for me to cap all season long. So again, I don't even have a pick in this game. I think if they get down to 8.5, I do think that teasing them down to 2.5 is probably the way to go. I also think that you could look at Jameson Williams over receiving yards. The Commanders play a lot of man coverage in Jameson Williams. The Lions have been facing a lot of teams playing a lot of zone. Mm-hmm. Jameson Williams has really eaten against man coverage. Maybe Jameson Williams' longest reception would be a good way to play this game, because of course we all know those deep balls are likely going to come with a total of 55 indoors. You don't got any wind to get Jared Goff off of his game. So if I were to play this, I would look at Jameson Williams props and I would look at teasing the Lions down. But truthfully, I don't have a bet in this game because I've not figured out the Commanders, and it's January 17th and I'm still asking questions.
Totally. I mean, they have been a really difficult team to figure out. I was with you. I really like the Bucs, and, you know, obviously Baker doesn't fumble. Who knows what happens? But, yeah, Washington just continues to find ways to win and cover spreads. What about Eagles and Rams on Sunday, Peter? I know you're a Rams fan. They're catching 6 against Philadelphia, total of 43.5. There's been this crazy stat going around this week. Matt Stafford, 18-3 with the Rams in December, January, and February. Him and McVay have been terrific this time of the year. But this is an outdoor team, or this is an indoor team going outdoors and playing in the elements in Philadelphia. How do you think they handle that against the Eagles?
I don't think they handle it well, unfortunately, PJ. I bet against my Rams, and it was a tough button to press, but I think I got to do it. This is a matchup nightmare for my Rams, right? You're talking about 18-3 in December and January. It's absolutely correct, but you put Matt Stafford in the cold in Philly on a short week. That's a tough thing to ask for him, especially going up against the Eagles secondary led by Quinyon Mitchell, who are going to really put the clamps on guys like Puka Nacua. And I would say guys like Cooper Kupp, but that's what worries me about the Rams right now, is that Cooper Kupp does not look like that second weapon that just elongates the fields for the Rams like he did in the past. So it's really just been the Puka Nacua show. We saw Tyler Higbee get involved. We've seen DeMarcus Robinson get involved. But it does seem like they're really matchup dependent here. And against the Vikings, they beat them 30-20 in the first game, and then they crush them in the second. I think that's more an indictment on the Vikings. Sam Darnold, after his last game in week 18, just looked kind of dead in the water, that he was seeing ghosts. So I think the Rams took advantage of a good matchup against the Vikings, had a lot of confidence going into the game with longer rest, and now shorter rest against the opposite matchup here. So I think that the Eagles are going to be able to get a lead, put a too high shell at the top, really put the clamps on this Rams offense, run the ball with Saquon Barkley, and they're just going to continue and continue to score points, long drives. Don't mind the under. Really don't mind either the first half under, because I think in a lot of these Eagles games, they tend to go over in the second half, but in the first half, been historically low scoring. Eagles not a great first half team, but I still think they'll be able to get a short lead and then just build on that in the second half, and the Rams won't have enough firepower to come back. So I laid it with Philly.
All right, very good. And then the last game of the divisional round, Peter, is the one everybody's waiting for. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Bills, Ravens. Baltimore favored by one, another high total in this game at 51.5. What do you like in this matchup?
Yeah, I bet the Ravens on the open. I got them at plus 105, and it has since moved to, I think, minus 120 over at BetMGM. Good for me. Line movement, great. But the reason I made the bet was the Ravens are the better team, right? And you can make the argument between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, who is the better quarterback. I'll take Lamar. But again, it's razor, razor thin. But what isn't razor thin is the difference between these two defenses. I mean, the Ravens, really, since the second half of the season, their big hole was the pass defense, and they rank second in EPA per dropback. That's the key here, right? The Bills, their run defense hasn't been great. Their pass defense hasn't been great. And now I know they're at home and it's going to be in the cold, but the Bills aren't facing the Rams here. They're facing an AFC North team in the Baltimore Ravens, who just played against the Steelers in the cold. Talk about a rough, tough game in the cold. They just did it. They are built for this moment. So I think that Lamar Jackson is going to come in to Buffalo and win this game. And I also took an anytime touchdown for Lamar. That was more of a dream bet. I had a dream that Lamar is going to, in the slick and the cold, just make enough jukes, and that play is going to be replayed on ESPN for years and years. I think Lamar Jackson has a big run for a touchdown, and I think the Ravens really take care of business here. Like, I'm even worried about some Bills teaser legs, if I'm being honest with you. I think this game could get ugly if Derrick Henry really establishes himself on the ground, and I think he's going to in the snow.
As a Ravens fan, Peter, there would be nothing that made me happier if this game is not stress-free. So we'll see what happens. Before I let you go, in about 30 seconds, we've gone through all the games. What would you say is your favorite bet in any of the games? What's the one you like the best?
The best matchup, I think, is the Eagles. But I'm not going to say it because I'm a Rams fan, so I'm going to go with the Ravens as my favorite bet. But really, I love both of them. So to pick one, I think both have the better matchups in this game. I think both the Ravens should win, and I think the Eagles win easily. So I'll go with the Ravens just because it's still at a very good price.
All right, very good. Peter Apple, make sure you check him out on X, at PeterApple23, co-founder of Just Baseball. Great with baseball gambling content, football as well, joining us here on Send It In. Peter, always appreciate the time, man. Enjoy divisional weekend. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks for having me, PJ. Talk soon.
Absolutely. All right, great stuff there from Peter. Let's keep it rolling here, guys, on Send It In. Look at the national championship in college football. We'll give out our football picks here in a little bit. Five favorite bets in the Natty coming up on Monday night. We'll obviously talk about this game more on Monday. But right now, again, I like Ohio State -8.5. We've been talking about this game for over a week. I think the Buckeyes get the job done. I just think on both sides of the ball, it's a really tough matchup for Notre Dame, right? So when Notre Dame's on offense, what do they want to do? They want to run the ball. Problem is, you can't run the ball on Ohio State. They got a great front seven, great linebackers. Jack Sawyer, everybody knows the name by now after some of the plays that he's been having this season. And then on the other side of the ball, Notre Dame wants to play man-to-man coverage, and they have a freshman and a sophomore corner who are both really talented, both really bright futures. But going up against this Ohio State receiving core, I think it's just a really bad matchup against Jeremiah Smith, Amika Buka, Carnell Tate, all these guys that Ohio State can throw at you. So I like the Buckeyes -8.5. This line's come down, and I don't agree with it. Give me Ohio State minus the points. Also like Amika Buka over 55.5 receiving yards in this game. Again, so much attention on Jeremiah Smith and how great he is, and deservedly so. But it really creates value on Abuka and how excellent he is as a receiver. And you kind of saw that in a Texas game, right? Early on in that game, clearly Texas made it a point that they were not going to let number four beat them. So who was the guy that Will Howard was looking at early in the game? It was number two. It was Amika. So I think 55.5 is good value. I think it's a good price. Notre Dame does have a pretty solid run defense, and I think Will Howard's going to have to make some plays through the air, especially if Chip Kelly and Ryan Day see that Notre Dame's playing man coverage. Throw it to your receivers. I like Abuka over the number. I also like Riley Leonard under 37.5 rushing yards in this game as well. Again, when you're dealing with college props, sacks count against quarterback rushing yards, so that definitely helps us when we're betting the under on Riley Leonard. And I think it's going to be similar as the Penn State game, where Riley Leonard could run and anywhere from 15 to 20 times, but he's not going to accumulate very many yards against this Ohio State defense. So you do worry about Notre Dame trailing, and maybe he scrambles for some yards, but again, because of the sacks counting against the rushing yards, I like going under that number for Riley Leonard. Also, I'd lay the juice with Quinshon Judkins anytime touchdown at minus 130. I'd also look at two or more touchdowns for Judkins at plus 425. Each of the last three games he has scored a touchdown, he's scored multiple. So maybe looking at two plus is a good bet there. This Notre Dame defense is tough to score on in general, but also tough to score big plays on. So Ohio State probably going to have to work their way down the field, get inside the red zone. Judkins is the guy that they're going to lean on. So even though they got to lay some juice, I like that price for him. And then finally, Ohio State team total over 27.5 points. They've gone over this number in all three of their playoff games. And if you're like me and you like Ohio State to cover the spread, I think they go over the team total as well. Notre Dame's got a good D, but the two best offenses that they have faced by far this year are Louisville. They gave up 24 at home, and USC. They gave up 35 on the road, and those two teams aren't even in the same stratosphere as Ohio State. So great defense on Notre Dame. Keep in mind, though, they are dealing with injuries, and I think in this game, it's going to get exploited. So I like the Buckeyes team total over in that one as well. As for the NFL divisional round, our five favorite plays coming up for tomorrow and Sunday. Favorite bet is going to be the Los Angeles Rams team total under at 19.5 points. Peter was just talking about it and how bad of a spot it is for Matt Stafford and this Rams offense. And I don't really think much has been getting talked about how low scoring Ram games have been their last five games that they've played, right? They just played a 27-9 game against Minnesota. Well, how about the Cardinals game was 19-9, the Jets game was 19-9, the Niners game was 12-6. So this offense has been struggling a little bit to put up some points. The defense has been very good, and I think the defense will be good again against Philly on Sunday, but I think the offense is really going to struggle. Matt Stafford's been a dome quarterback his entire NFL career with the Lions and with the Rams. He doesn't really play all that much in cold weather, and he doesn't play a lot in snow or rain, which they're calling for in Philadelphia. So this Eagles defense, with as great as that secondary is and their defensive front four, I think it's going to be similar to the Packer game. I think the Eagles win like a 23-10, 27-10 kind of game. So I'll take team total under on the Rams. I also like the Ravens, minus 115 against the Bills. Look, these are two great teams. I just love the way that the Ravens game plan against the Steelers. That is how the Ravens need to win playoff football games, and I think they understand that. And obviously, you'd love to have your number one wide receiver out there in Zay Flowers, and it doesn't look like he's going to play again. But with Zay Flowers not in there, it even puts more of an emphasis for the Ravens to run the ball. And I think that's bad news for Buffalo. The Bills are a smaller defense, and the Ravens can put seven guys on the field that are 300 pounds with their O-linemen, their fullback. They are just they're roadrunners. And then obviously, you got Derrick Henry in the backfield, too. So Baltimore, they beat Buffalo 35-10 in week four. It was a bad matchup then. It's still a bad matchup now. Ravens take care of the football, and they consistently run it. I like them to win the game. I'll take Baltimore minus 115. I also like the Chiefs in the first quarter, -2.5 against the Texans. We talked about this earlier in the week. My theory is Kansas City is going to start this game fast. A lot of people feel like the winner of Ravens-Bills could not only go to the Super Bowl, but can win the Super Bowl. And here's Kansas City. We haven't seen their starters play since Christmas Day. They've been called a fraud all season. I could see the Chiefs opening up the game and in the first quarter and just take it right to Houston. And all of us are kind of sitting back on our couches watching the game. We're just like, oh my God, this is what they've been waiting for. Like, they don't care about the regular season. They just wanted to do enough to get enough wins. If they got home field advantage, great, which they ended up doing. But now this is when their real season begins. And I expect a fast start from the Chiefs. So I liked them in the first quarter, -2.5. I also like the Eagles, -6 against the Rams. Kind of ties in everything I was talking about with the Rams team total under. It's really just a fade of Stafford, especially, and this Rams team traveling across the country, playing outdoors in cold weather. A lot of people think it's a big deal with the Ravens going to Buffalo, but I don't really think it's that much of a deal. The Rams going to Philly, though, that is a big deal. I'll take the Eagles -6. And then finally, just because I wanted to play on this game, of all the four games, it's probably the play that I like the least. but I will take the Lions minus 9.5 over the Commanders if you had to make me pick. Washington's been awesome this year. Probably the best story in the NFL. What Jaden Daniels has been doing, he looks every bit like he's going to be a superstar for the next 10 years in this league. And ever since week one, when they lost to Tampa Bay by 17, Washington has not lost the game by more than one possession. And here you are getting two possessions at plus 9.5. So I can understand why people like Washington. The Lions, though, that offense, man, they are a different machine. And the problem is when you get a team like Washington who goes for it so much on fourth down, that can be a good thing, but that can also be a bad thing. Because if they continue to go for it and don't get it, and they give short fields to Detroit, they're likely just going to cash those in and continue to run up the score. So it could be dangerous with Washington. This could be one of those games where they could win outright or the Lions could win by three touchdowns. I just think with the magical season that Washington has had, eventually you just run into a team that's too good, right? We talked about it earlier this week. The Mets had Team of Destiny feels this year in the playoffs in Major League Baseball, and then they just run into the Dodgers, who's just way better, and they lose. NC State in March Madness had a magical year all the way to the Final Four. Well, then they run into Zach Edey and Purdue, and they go home. Kind of feels like the same thing for Washington. Unbelievable year, but now you're facing one of the best, if not the best, team in the NFL in the Lions, so I'll take Detroit minus 9.5. All right, let's look at some props that I like for the division round. We went 5-1 on these last week, and I like a bunch of these props again here this week in the divisional round. We will start with Josh Allen over 8.5 rushing attempts against the Ravens. I love this bet. Ravens have the number one run defense in the NFL, and certainly the Bills are going to try to establish something with James Cook, but I also think they're going to try and use Josh Allen's legs as well to manufacture some kind of run game. Also, if there's any kind of short yardage situation, 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-2, whatever it may be, Bills are usually going to either call a QB sneak or some design runs for Josh Allen. They love running him in big games. Whenever he plays the Chiefs, it's always seemingly a big game, and he usually always has double-digit carries in those games. This is obviously, I mean, this is the game of the year so far in the NFL. I think Josh is going to have double-digit rush attempts, so I like going over his number there. I also like Isaiah Likely over 34.5 receiving yards. I've been telling you guys, if Zay Flowers is out, you got to bet Likely. And every indication, it looks like Zay Flowers is going to be out, so you got to bet Likely over receiving yards because Mark Andrews is going to slide more into Zay Flowers' wide receiver role. Likely is going to enter in the tight end one, and he's going to take all of Andrews' production over the middle of the field. He's great after the catch, and I like his anytime touchdown as well, plus 275. So I would look at Isaiah Likely as well. Jaden Daniels over 22.5 pass completions. I like this number also. He's gone over this in his last six games. He's so efficient throwing the football. And again, if Detroit is up and it's a negative game script for the Commanders, Jaden's going to have to be throwing, hitting his receivers. So I go over completions for Jaden Daniels. I'll also go Terry McLaurin over his longest reception at 24.5 yards too. Aaron Glenn and the Lions love to play man defense. They love to blitz. They love to be aggressive. If Jaden Daniels sees one-on-one with Terry McLaurin, he's going to throw him the ball down the field. Terry's one of the best deep threats, one of the best contested catchers in the NFL, so I like his longest reception over 24.5 yards. Also, give me Matt Stafford under passing yards as well at 226.5. Matt Stafford, the Rams have won six straight games, and Stafford has thrown for less than 200 yards or 210 yards in five of those games. So the Rams know their formula. Run the football, play it safe on offense. Their defense has been playing lights out. And especially with Stafford's track record when he goes outdoors in cold weather and he's got to play in elements, he's not usually great. So I think McVay early on is going to see if he can kind of get any run game going with Kyren Williams, maybe use Puka in the reverse game, whatever, see if his defense can get him a turnover. He's facing arguably the best secondary in the NFL. I like Stafford passing yards under 226.5. And then finally, Dalton Schultz. Give me over his receiving yards at 39.5 as well. Kansas City, if there's a thing they struggle with on defense, it's guarding the tight end. Nico Collins is far and away the number one option on offense in the pass game for Houston. In Kansas City, I would expect him to draw a lot of attention. They're going to probably make anybody else but Nico beat them. That should open things up for Dalton Schultz. And again, Kansas City struggles against the tight end. So I'll go over 39.5 receiving yards for Dalton Schultz. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. A touchdown is always 6 points, but the longest one could mean you get $250,000 in bonus bets. Wager on any player to score during a game. If your pick has the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win big-time bonus bets on top of your wager. Opt into the longest touchdown jackpot promotion. Place a $10 anytime touchdown wager up to one eligible bet per game. If your player scores the longest TD of the week, you'll want to share a $250,000 in bonus bets. Pretty great deal from our friends at BetMGM. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. And Matt, one of the five-star plays BetQL has for us today, or maybe they got some stuff for the weekend.
Yeah, so we're actually going to go to the NBA tonight. We're going to take the Milwaukee Bucks minus 11 against the lowly Toronto Raptors. The model has them as 16.5-point favorites, quite large there against the terrible Raptors. And once again, just a numbers play here, seeing a lot of value. So we're going to take the Bucks minus 11 against Toronto.
All right, very good. Anything for you tonight in the NBA or college hoops, Matt? I know we got limited slate in college, some NBA games. Anything you're betting?
Yeah, actually, I have a lot of college basketball plays. I'll get into them real quick here. We went 4-0 the other day on the show, so hopefully we can have some the same success. Villanova minus 8.5 against Providence tonight. Villanova's lost two straight since they beat UConn. Obviously, you want to fade these teams after they have big wins. But now I think they bounce back tonight against Providence, one of the worst defenses in the country. Villanova, 74.5, their team total tonight. Haven't even come close to that in three straight games. I think there's a reason it's that high, and I think they smash Providence here, so give me Villanova. Georgetown, minus 8.5 against DePaul. I'm fading DePaul after they almost beat Marquette in their last. Their team total tonight, 66.5 against Georgetown. They put 83 up the last game. I think it's that low for a reason. And again, I think Georgetown smashes them here. They've lost three straight. People are going to want to take DePaul with the points. Give me Georgetown laying the hammer. Ohio State minus 7 against Indiana. God help the man. I think Ohio State smashes them tonight. Again, Ohio State's team total 77.5. They haven't come close to that in two games. Indiana defense was exposed against Illinois. Give me Ohio State. Probably my favorite one of the night, though, UCLA minus 6.5 against Iowa. Their coach has basically said they're all lazy and they don't play well. And now their team total tonight is 79.5. They haven't scored 80 points in six straight games. There's a reason it's that high. I think they're going to put up a lot of points against Iowa, and I think they cover the number. So those are my favorite plays tonight in college, and hopefully we can go 4-0 again.
Very good. Love it, Matt. What about in the NFL? What are some of your favorite plays in the divisional round this weekend?
Yeah, so I agree with you. I think the Lions might smack the Commanders around. Everybody seems to want to take all these points. And because of how well they've played, granted, they have played very well. Jaden Daniels, all that hype around him. But at the same time, this just feels like a game where the runs out. It feels like a game they're going to go into do Ford Field and the. I think they smash him there. So go ahead and. I'll take the Texans with the points, plus 8.5. I'm very scared to be taking the Texans on the road here, C.J. Stroud, but I think they can keep it close, possible bad weather, so give me them plus 8.5. Rams plus 6, again, quite scary, but I'm fading Jalen Hurts. I don't think that guy has what it takes to get back to the NFC Championship. He played so poorly against the Packers, and they were lucky the Packers played so poorly against them with all those turnovers, so I think I'll take the Rams. And then Bills, Ravens, such a toss-up. Everybody seems to be betting the Ravens. All the money's on the Ravens. Lamar Jackson, or that he can't get it done in this spot. Will he do it again? I don't know. But I'm going to take the Bills for a little bit here to win the game, just because everybody thinks it's such a sure thing that the Ravens are going to win. So give me the Bills.
It's going to be a great game. Can't wait for the divisional weekend getting started tomorrow. Great stuff as always from Matt Horner. Matt, appreciate the time, my friend. Enjoy this weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, need to download the BetQL app. Ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's wrap the show now. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Favorite prop lock, again, of the week. Bunch of props that I like. We'll go with Matt Stafford, under 226.5 passing yards against the Eagles. Stafford's only thrown for more than 210 once in his last six games, and this Eagles matchup just is not a good one for him. So we'll go under the number for Stafford, under his passing yards against Philly. Dog of the day in college hoops is going to be Indiana, plus 7.5 against Ohio State. Why? Because nobody wants to bet the Hoosiers. They're coming off an embarrassing performance against Illinois. Feels like Mike Woodson's only got so many games left before he's probably shown the door in Bloomington. But this is a good spot to bet them because Ohio State is awful as a favorite against the spread. So we'll take the Hoosiers to keep it close, plus the points. And then finally, best bet of the weekend in the divisional round, Rams team total under at 19.5. You guys can sense the theme on how I feel about this Rams-Eagles game. Basically, if Stafford and the Rams offense goes nuts, I'm going to lose a lot of money. But I think the Eagles defense is going to play really well at home. I think with the rain, possible snow coming in, cold temperatures in Philly, it's going to be a big benefit for us. So that Rams offense, no doubt, is playmakers. I just think this situation in Philly, not a good one for them. I like Rams team total under. Stafford under passing yards, my prop lock, Indiana plus 7.5. Dog of the day against Ohio State, and then Rams under 19.5 is our best bet. Thanks again to Peter Apple, Matt Horner for joining us today on the show. Guys, enjoy divisional weekend. We'll see you on Monday to preview the Natty once more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.